station for back-to-back hits, Q102, the Counting Crows, Mr. Jones, Rock and Ray. Good morning, 819, 36 degrees here in the big city of Greenville, and I've got live on the phone one of the wrestling legends, Ted DiBiase. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing this morning, Rock and Ray?
Doing fantastic, and I've been a big fan of yours for many, many years, from your days in old Mid-South wrestling and seeing you wrestle in Atlanta. In fact, the other night, about a few weeks ago, I saw you on a pay-per-view from Australia.
That's right. The show down under with the main event was Rodman and Kurt Henney.
That's right. That was right. Well, that was a pretty good match. You did a very good job of the commentary on
that. Thank you very much.
All right, now let's talk about some of your days in Mid-South wrestling.
Well, I tell you what, I have very, very fond memories of Mid-South because it's like going back to my childhood. This next January, I will turn 47 years old, and I started my wrestling career as a professional in Mid-South back in 1975. I was 21 years old, right out of college. I flew into Shreveport and wrestled on in my first television match against a guy named Danny Hodge, and that night we went to Monroe, and I wrestled my first live match in front of a live crowd other than television in Monroe. And then I think the next stop was either Greenwood or Greenville, I can't remember, but my goodness, you know, I've been coming up to that part of the country, you know, since I was 21 years old.
And in fact, you're going to be involved. In fact, one of the people, one of our guests on our wrestling show, we're going to start January 7th in the year 2001 on our sister station, WNIX, correct?
Correct.
All right. And also, what are you doing these days now, other than doing commentary and things like that?
I ended my wrestling career, active wrestling career, about 7 years ago. I herniated two discs in my neck, and I opted out and I didn't have the surgery. Then eventually I had the surgery to correct that problem, but as opposed to going back to wrestling, I retired from the ring. I managed and commentated for several years, but along the way I turned my heart to God. I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and it's a long story, longer than we have time to tell here, but the bottom line is I am now a full-time evangelist in service to God.
Man, that is fantastic. That is very fantastic. Ted, thank you very much, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
You have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you know. And remember the reason for the season. It's not all that flash and presents under the tree. It's Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right. Ted, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Ted DiBiase, and in fact, don't forget our wrestling show will be on our sister station, 1330 WNIX, starting January 7th at 5 p.m.
Got a dollar? Get a wireless phone. Check your wallet or purse right now, because if there's a $1 bill in there, you need to get to your Suncom store, where $1 buys you a Nokia 5160 digital wireless phone. That's a top-quality phone from one of the world's leading manufacturers, yours for just a dollar. And right now, you'll also get up to $100 in free accessories. That's up to $100 in free accessories to use with your new Nokia 5160 digital phone. Both available now at Suncom. With calling plans for as little as $30 a month. You got a dollar? Get a phone. For yourself or as a great holiday gift. Especially since it comes with up to $100 in free accessories. Only at your Suncom store and only for a very limited time. Requires new activation on select rate plans with annual contract. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.